This is the Intellectual Property News Podcast with Richard Gerhart.
Well, it does seem if you're in the media or a media personality, your worst nightmares are coming true. A group of award-winning journalists have recently sued Google for using their voices to train AI models such as Google Assistant and Gemini Live, among others. According to the lawsuit filed in Illinois, Google allegedly used thousands of hours of recorded human content without the speaker's permission, then incorporated those voices into its platforms. Google obtained voice recordings by scraping the internet. The particular journalists were allegedly selected because they had optimal voices, described as professional and studio quality. In a similar case, in New York, Lerman versus Lovo, a New York court ruled that a person's voice, later used to generate AI clones, could not be protected by copyright or by trademark. In this case, the plaintiff actors claimed they were tricked into providing recordings to Lovo, unaware they would be used for cloning. Ruling against the actors, the court said that copyright law only protects original recordings and not new AI replicas. However, the court did hold that New York publicity and privacy law can protect against unauthorized commercial voice use. While the ruling did provide the plaintiffs with some potential relief, the ruling also made clear that there is no federal protection for AI voice cloning. And the toughest challenge in all of these cases for voice actors is that technology exists to automatically find and duplicate publicly available recordings, such as YouTube, podcasts, broadcasts, etc. With its vast technical engine, Google and the LLMs can consume this content without the knowledge or permission of the owners. Because of the vastness of the internet, most actors would probably never even know if their voices had been copied. Fortunately, a number of bills have been introduced into Congress to address the lack of federal protection for artists in the age of AI cloning. These include the No Fakes Act, the Train Act, and the Clear Act, which have received broad bipartisan support. Yet none of these acts have been formally passed by Congress. We hope that Congress does the responsible thing and enacts legislation to protect artists' rights, and we will keep you updated on developments here at Intellectual Property News. And this has been Richard Gerhart for Intellectual Property News. And if you have an idea or an invention you want to protect, the team at Gerhart Law helps entrepreneurs turn ideas into protected assets. You can visit learnmoreaboutpatents.com or learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for a free consultation and practical guides to get you started.